Today's day two of hearings about the General Services Administration. The House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee Subcommittee on Public Buildings taking their turn. Jeffrey Neely, noticeably absent from today's hearing, scheduled to testify but didn't show. Yesterday, he invoked his Fifth Amendment right and refused to testify to the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee because the Justice Department is now looking at that scandal. Susan Britta, the deputy administrator at the agency, she is the person who alerted the inspector general about the Western Region's conference spending. She testified today for the first time and explained to the committee why she blew the whistle.
During my 18 years with this committee, there were many serious issues that this committee addressed, but none rises to the level of the wasteful spending and lack of management associated with the Western Region's conference. As deputy administrator, as a civil servant, and as a taxpayer, I share your anger and disappointment in GSA's conduct. When I first became aware of the excessive spending related to the Western Region's conference, I requested that the GSA's Office of Inspector General conduct a review of these allegations. I'm grateful to Mr. Miller and his office for the work they did in uncovering and reporting these abuses. I believe the Inspector General's report warranted immediate corrective action within GSA, and I advocated for such action.
That's Susan Britta, the Deputy Administrator of the GSA. Subcommittee Chairman, California Republican Congressman Jeff Denham thinks GSA's problems are systemic. He said during his opening statement, the wasteful spending is going to stop and the transparency is going to begin.
This goes down from the interns to those at the top. And it is a culture that we're going to get to the bottom of. And let me just issue a warning. If this continues to go on, if we continue to not only see this type of spending, we will continue to audit. If we continue to see that you're not giving us the information on a bipartisan level to show us how these expenditures are happening, I am prepared to systematically pull apart GSA to the point where we will make it a question to the American public on whether GSA is needed at all.
Over-the-top costs for everything from workshops to food and even the accommodations for agency leaders under the microscope. Robert Peck, the former Public Buildings Commissioner, said he didn't know taxpayers would be paying for a $1,960 bill in the luxury suite he was staying in.
I thought as part of a hotel package I had seen both in public and private sectors before, that those kinds of receptions were provided as part of a hotel package. And I thought at the end of a day, not knowing the expense, I didn't think it was out of the ordinary.
That defense did not get him very far with Minnesota Democratic Congressman Tim Walz.
Mr. Peck, you know this. There's no free lunch. If it's part of the contract, the price was jacked up. They don't give you something free in Las Vegas. You can have a big suite. They know you're going to spend the money elsewhere. That money was spent elsewhere. They're not going to give that away.
That's Democratic Congressman Tim Walz from Minnesota. The new leadership at the General Services Administration has asked Mr. Peck to repay the expenses that went above what was planned, and he said he plans to do that. Testimony continuing tomorrow with two Senate hearings, and we'll, of course, keep you apprised on what happens there all afternoon long tomorrow.